I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. I'd like to take a few minutes now to remember some great musicians who passed away this year. Each of them is mourned, not just in his or her region of the globe, but here as well. That's a movement of African Sanctus composed by David Fanshawe. The British ethnomusicologist and composer died at age 68. African Sanctus was considered his masterpiece, a mass featuring chorus and instrumental ensemble, and Fanshawe's own field recordings from Africa. South African Busi Malongo died at the age of 62. None other than the African National Congress, Nelson Mandela's party, said Malongo transformed the Maskanda guitar music of migrant Zulu mine workers into an instrument of peace. Nightmares. Jamaican reggae star Gregory Isaacs was 59. He had a velvety voice, and for many, he was the first reggae singer they had ever heard, who wasn't Bob Marley. Malian blues and trad guitarist Lobi Traore, too young at 49. He performed in the World's Showcase at South by Southwest and was one of the sweetest guys I've ever met. Colombian singer Etelvina Maldonado was 75. She was one of Colombia's great cultural treasures, but little known outside her country. I have to recognize American Abby Lincoln, too, who, in my humble opinion, was the greatest living voice in jazz until she passed this year at age 80. Her composing skills were also second to none. I got caught in the storm. And Canadian singer Lassa De Sella, or just Lassa, another voice who left us too soon. Breast cancer took Lassa last January at the age of 37. That runs away from me. And finally, Solomon Burke, the great soul singer, died in October. He was 70. Burke died at Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam. But in all the obituaries on Solomon Burke, there was little attention paid to why Burke was in Holland in the first place. That's what our last story today is about. Just out of reach of my Solomon Burke's classic number, Just Out of Reach, was a country tune from a soul singer. Burke brought people together, but after the 60s, his star faded. In recent years, honors at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and an acclaimed 2001 album gave Solomon Burke's career a second act. His tour schedule began to fill out again. He hooked up with the Rolling Stones, opening for them on a few dates, performing with Mick and Keith. On July 7th, 2007, 777 is how Burke recalled the date, he was supposed to begin a European tour in Amsterdam. This is the part of the story where I introduce an aging band of Dutch rockers called De Dijk.
We're a Dutch band, and our roots, in a way, are, yeah, are American, our soul music, our rhythm and blues, our rock.
In Holland, De Dijk is as iconic as Springsteen is in New Jersey. On 777, De Dijk's managers got a call out of the blue asking if Solomon Burke could sing with them that night. Here's De Dijk's lead singer, Huub van der Lubbe.
The people in the office were flabbergasted. Huh? Solomon Burke? Is this a joke or so? But it wasn't a joke. The concert that was planned for the Saturday was canceled, so and he preferred to play than to stay in his hotel and do nothing.
So De Dijk got this unexpected, wonderful walk-on from someone they'd revered for decades, the great Solomon Burke. Once the curtain came down that night,
he immediately said, well, De Dijk rocks, and we should make an album. We should make an album.
Huub van der Lubbe says he thought he knew what that meant.
That means that he liked the occasion very much. And, well, we're a bit familiar, of course, with the U.S. attitude towards those kind of scenes. Huh? You're a great fan or you love each other. And next day, well, who? Do I know you? But not in this case of Solomon Burke. Solomon kept contact by mail or he phoned. This is Solomon Burke speaking. Hello, my friends. How are you doing? How's the wife? How's the kids? And we were driving to a concert, and then he, Solomon, where are you? Well, I'm in London, where I'm playing tonight with, honey, what's the name of this band again we're playing tonight with? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Led Zeppelin.
Solomon Burke clearly could have gigged with anyone he wanted, but he chose De Dyck.
Isn't it weird?
It wasn't that weird for Candy Burke, Solomon Burke's youngest daughter. She sang backup for her dad and was always around when he and De Dyck were together.
My dad just had a great feeling and vibe from them, and he just wanted to be able to spread that message of love and peace that he always spread.
They were ready to produce a whole album, but De Dyck didn't want to just revisit a bunch of retro soul classics with new arrangements, and they weren't ready to try and write new tunes for Solomon Burke in English, not their first language.
And then suddenly we had the idea, you know what? We're going to make a selection of the best songs we ever made. And we're busy now for 30 years or almost, so we got some songs. Have them translated in English, and then have them sung by Solomon Burke. Hey, no, that is an idea. That is something.
Solomon Burke also loved the idea. It meant, though, that he'd assume all singing duties. Hoop became the record's producer. Candy Burke says that meant a lot to her father.
That was one of the things that so much impressed my dad. And, you know, Hoop to step aside and to be there to direct my dad, to get him to get that feeling that we were looking for. They worked together.
The result was the 2010 album, Hold On Tight.
When you don't know what to do, and your mind is getting dark, and the fire that was burning has been reduced to a smoke and a spark.
It's not Solomon Burke's composition, but for his daughter Candy, it feels like his own words.
There's just a lot of messages on this album, and some of the messages are so strong that at some point I feel like it's directly aimed at me or his children.
You know, you're not alone.
Solomon Burke died in Amsterdam on 10-10-10. He and De Dyck were supposed to do a record promotion party that night. Talk of a second album had already begun. But now De Dyck have to think about their next album without Solomon Burke on lead vocals. Huub van der Lubbe doesn't know if it'll be in Dutch or English. All he knows is that the love and enormous heart Solomon Burke showed them in 2 short years will forever be a part of De Dyck's music.
That isn't gone, and that was his gift to us.
That's our show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman.
Now when you don't know really what to do, and your heart seems to skip a beat, when you don't know which way to move, and life's heat